This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel said on Sunday it had withdrawn more soldiers from southern Gaza, leaving just one brigade. Israel has been reducing numbers in Gaza since the start of the year to relieve reservists and is under growing pressure from its ally Washington to improve the humanitarian situation, especially after last week's killing of seven aid workers. The military spokesperson did not give details on reasons for withdrawing soldiers or numbers involved, but Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said the troops will be preparing for future operations in Gaza. Egypt is preparing to host a new round of talks aimed at reaching a ceasefire and hostage release deal. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would not agree to a ceasefire until the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza are released. Hamas said an agreement must secure a complete and comprehensive ceasefire, full withdrawal of forces from areas occupied after October 7th, and freedom of movement of residents across the Gaza Strip. Israel's offensive has focused in the past months on the south of the Gaza Strip. Rafah has become the last refuge for more than a million Palestinians sheltering in the territory near the border with Egypt.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday said the world must finally hear the pain inflicted on Kharkiv and other cities by Russian attacks in his nightly video address. Zelensky said it's quite obvious that our existing air defense capabilities in Ukraine are not sufficient. Two Russian strikes on Kharkiv killed 8 civilians and injured at least 10 early on Saturday. This is VOA News. Russia's Nuclear Power Corporation accused the Ukrainian military on Sunday of launching an unprecedented series of attacks on the Russian-held Zaporizhia nuclear power station, and said three staff members were hurt, one seriously. In a statement on its website, it said radiation levels at the plant, Europe's largest facility with 6 reactors, were normal and there was no serious damage. Russian troops seized the plant in the first weeks of the February 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Each side has since accused the other of attacking the plant and surrounding areas and risking a nuclear disaster. There are signs of rapport between the U.S. and China over trade. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has met in Beijing with Chinese Premier Li Qian and sent a message of mutual cooperation despite the nation's differences.
It has meant understanding that we can only make progress if we directly and openly communicate with one another.
Yellen is on a 5-day visit to China, saying talks with officials would tackle a top Biden administration complaint that Beijing's economic model and trade practices put American companies and workers at an unfair competitive disadvantage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The victims of asbestos pollution in the U.S. state of Montana that killed hundreds are taking billionaire Warren Buffett's railroad to court, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Asbestos victim Paul Resch says he remembers playing baseball as a kid on a field constructed from asbestos-tainted vermiculite. It was shipped by rail from Libby, where he lives, for use across the U.S. as insulation.
Probably everybody got exposed to it in the greater area of that plant and what have you.
Trial is set to begin Monday in federal court after the estates of two asbestos victims sued BNSF Railway, owned by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. Health officials say hundreds of people died and more than 3,000 sickened from asbestos exposure in the area. Attorneys for the railroad deny responsibility. I'm Julie Walker.
The death toll from an attack in a village in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's Ituri province rose to 25 on Sunday, a local chief and civil society leader said, after a government spokesman and UN document confirmed the attack on Saturday. The Cooperative for the Development of the Congo Group, one of the many militias operating in the conflict-ridden east, carried out the killings, they said. I'm Joe Ramsey.